Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it's spelling bee time. How do you spell the name of one of the all-time great American rock bands?
Oh, that's easy. X. Okay, Patrick, it is time for us again to talk about some new music we have discovered. We do this once a month on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And once a month, we talk about music we discovered in the previous month. And what I want to bring to it, I think, this month is a real kind of spirit of rock. We talked about Little Richard earlier in the week and that kind of spirit of rock and roll. And I think being cooped up inside all the time, you know, you and I are, you know, in our own homes recording this separately. Yeah. And everybody's just kind of stuck at home all the time and everything. I think we need some music that really like gets us excited. All right,
totally.
So that's kind of where my head is right now. And so I talk about two songs that I really liked in April, some new releases. That's where I'm going. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for this? So
I'm ready.
Let me hit you with this first one here. You familiar with No Age?
I am. Yeah. I love that band. That was great.
Yeah.
I had no idea they had new music out.
So they have a couple of singles out in anticipation of a new album. That song is called Feeler.
Okay.
And the album comes out June 5th on Drag City Records. It is called Goons Be Gone.
Okay.
And No Age is a duo out of LA, and they've been around for about 15 years now, and that will be their sixth album. They're kind of described as noise rock, and I know they do a lot of kind of artistic stuff and some experimental stuff and things like that, but you don't really hear the noise rock so much in that song. That's a pretty straightforward, you know, rocker. It's got some elements of punk. It's got a nice little sort of guitar hook there, and then also with the astral plane and even sort of the vocal delivery, I think a bit of the Modern Lovers there with that song too.
Totally. You can hear that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that band has always delivered. Everything I've heard by those guys has been a ripper. And it's awesome to me that they have gone about it for that long and continued to remain true to their vision. And at this point in their career, they put out a record that sounds that raw and that ripping. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah. Loved it.
They're a cool band. And as I said, you know, look into them a little more if you're not familiar. They do a lot of stuff at like art installations and things like that. They do, you know, some really creative work, but not afraid to just, you know, lay down some rock, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Cool. That's what it all comes down to. So that was great. Yeah. A nice blast of rock and roll.
There you go. All right. So like I said, we need that right now. Okay. So now I'm building up to this. Okay.
Okay.
This is what we really need right now. you remember the band X?
Speaking I remember
of
them.
Bands out of LA that can play some rock and roll.
Yeah, pretty good one.
X, of course, one of the great sort of late 70s, early 80s punk bands, great American band. I think they go beyond just punk. They really would mix in a lot of, you know, interestingly enough, rockabilly, like we talked about earlier in the week, you know, that kind of roots music. They're definitely students of that, you know, country, rockabilly, roots, but then just, you know, turn up the amps as loud as they'll go and run it through there and just go all out, right? Just all out.
Yep.
The spirit of rock and roll, as we've said earlier. So, X hasn't put out an album in decades. Of course, John Doe has put out several solo albums. He and Xene have done some other stuff. What was that one band they did for a little while? Or maybe it was just one record.
The Knitters?
Yes, The Knitters, which, you know, had more of a, like I said, that kind of country stuff to it. So they've done some interesting projects, and they've been touring as X for the last few years.
Yeah.
But this is the first, like, new music out of them in some time. For the original lineup, it's been 35 years, if you can believe that, since they've put out an album. I think
crazy.
There was, and then I think there was only one other album, that See How We Are, after Billy Zoom left for a little while. So there's really been no new music at all since the late 80s, and none with the classic lineup, including Billy Zoom, since the mid 80s.
Right.
Anyway, they have a new album out called Alphabet Land that came out last month. And I thought, although the whole album just has sort of, you know, one banger after another, I thought this one would be pretty appropriate given our current circumstances right now.
Okay.
It is called Goodbye Year Goodbye. Beats keep beating my brains in. Everyone's talking so loud. Why can't we stop for a minute and pull away from the crowd? What gives us the right to be so loud this silent night? Guzzling tequila, spilling cups of coffee. One love or die, but another is hoping. Chimes are chiming for hearts that are broken. Goodbye Year Goodbye. I think we're all going to be feeling that.
Hell yeah.
We're all feeling it now, I think. Let's just move on to the next year. But anyway.
That's right.
But doesn't that feel like, I think you've described certain music like this before, sort of like putting on an old sweater or something like that, right? And that
totally, man.
That feeling of comfort that you get from it too. I love the way their voices blend together. It's just so perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. And the way, you know, Billy Zoom's guitar just kind of burrows right in behind him. I listened to it a couple days ago, and it reminded me most of Los Angeles, their debut LP from 1980. It's hard, fast, short, right? It's about 30 minutes or something like that, and 10, 11 songs. And it just blows right by and makes you feel great. And you can close your eyes and hear those two voices, like you said, Jim, and it doesn't matter what year it is. It's amazing.
Yeah, they still got it. Is what I'm going to say there.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you mentioned Los Angeles because they purposely released this record to coincide with the 40th anniversary of the release of the Los Angeles album, although it wasn't planned that way. And this is what's interesting, too. They were originally planning a release for this fall. They had the album set. They wrote the songs over the last, you know, 18 months or so, with the exception of two. There's like two older songs in there. But most of this album is new material. And they were targeting a fall release. I think there's a lot of, you know, complexities go into this in terms of like actually producing the vinyl and the CDs and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, then this pandemic hit and they were like, people need this music now.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's the 40th anniversary of the Los Angeles album. And let's just get the music out there, even if it's only digitally. So they went ahead and did a digital release for April. And it was kind of a surprise for everybody. It just kind of, you know, fell out of the sky and in a good way. And you still can order, you can pre-order those physical copies, but they won't be ready until like August, they're saying. But they were like,
oh, wow,
we got this music ready. It feels like now is the right time to put it out. And so I would agree with that. It does.
Fantastic.
I think it's one of those records. Put it on now. You know, if you're feeling kind of frustrated, angry, sad, whatever, you know, put this on and turn that stereo up and it'll maybe help you in some way.
Well said, Jim. I totally agree. It feels great to hear their voices sounding that good on new songs.
So there you go. Those are my two picks for April.
Stuff, Jim.
No Age and X.
X. And it's funny, the record is called Alphabet Land when their name just is one of the alphabets used. They got 25 others.
Yes. Okay. Now, I'm going to do something a little bit different with the playout this month. A lot of times we like to find a, you know, a cover or that kind of thing to play out with.
Yeah.
But I'm going to break all the rules here because, except for that this is new music, keep that rule steady.
Okay.
But just a few nights ago on our weekly Friday night Hootenanny that we do, which is something we're doing during the pandemic when people are stuck in their homes every Friday night. We get a bunch of people, we gather on Zoom, and people take turns playing songs. It can be original songs, it can be covers, whatever. People would like to join in on that. Subscribe to our newsletter.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, put your email address in there. You'll get that every Friday, and it'll have the link to the Hootenanny. So anyway, please come join us. But really funny story here. I get an email from a guy in Northeast Ohio in the Cleveland area, and he's talking up his daughter's band. He has a teenage daughter who's in a band, and he was like, I think you guys might like this music. And I said, well, yeah, we'll give it a spin. But I mentioned to him the Friday Night Hootenanny, would she like to play? And so she did. She just played for us the other day.
Oh, that's so great.
Her name is Nora Hyman, and her band is called Fake ID. And I think we all liked her playing the song, you know, just solo guitar and whatnot, that we thought, you know, let's let everybody hear the full-on recording, right? So Fake ID put out a single. You can hear it on Spotify. The song is called Good Times, and I think they're working on some more stuff. They have been involved in some Cleveland, like, Battle of the Bands kinds of things, or different contests and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They're young, like I said, they're teenagers.
Yep.
I think we were impressed enough that we want to share this with others. And I also think what you're going to hear in this song too, for our audience, is that maybe some of the bands you love influenced this young band. And I think that's really
totally
cool thing too.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we'll play out with that. Does that sound good?
That sounds beautiful. And it was really great to meet her. And you really sensed, you know, the disappointment in her voice when she was talking about how much excitement she has making music with them and how much she missed, you know, being able to be in the room with them. And that's just, it was great to me just to hear, you know, her have that passion for creating music. But I just give him so much credit for putting this out, and I wish him all the best. I think it's really good. And she's a really talented singer.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. All right. So tomorrow you have some new music picks?
I do.
All right. That's cool. And then I think next week we're going to get to the intern picks and some listener picks of new music too. So that's great.
That sounds great.
Okay. Let's get out of here then. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Good Times by Fake ID. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
This is what we really need right now.